role does the Bible play in our lives? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. See, sometimes the Bible is viewed as nothing more than just an old book, but Christians can't forget the transformational message found within. And we'll also look at a story where a ministry is helping to break down educational barriers one book at a time. Stay tuned for that story in just a moment. And let's begin with a look at the men's fashion magazine GQ, which recently listed the Bible as one of the top 21 books you don't have to read. So their question is the Bible still relevant? Well, if you believe it's truly the Word of God and transformative, then nothing is more relevant, and everyone needs access to it. American Bible Society's president, Roy Peterson, says,
"It wasn't until our generation that a missiological shift happened, that we realized in order for the earth to be evangelized, we had to translate the Bible for every single language for them to hear Christ speak to them in their own heart language."
And that's why the Issachar Initiative exists. It's meant to bring together Bible translators and everyday Christians to finish the task of fulfilling the Great Commission. And that's only going to be fulfilled by reaching all nations with the Word of God. Here's how you can get started.
First thing I would do is to begin praying for a specific people group that is unreached.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Turning now to Russia, where last week a team from SOAR International came home after handing out baskets of hope to kids in orphanages in Russia for Easter. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International says,
"Easter is acknowledged by everybody in Russia. It is the biggest religious holiday in Russia. So, you know, obviously they believe Jesus, you know, was alive, existed. They just don't all have a personal relationship with him."
In fact, it's common for Russians to respond to "He is risen" with "He is risen indeed." Mangione says we can be encouraged that truth is being spoken, but that we need to be even more fervent in our prayer.
Christ's name is being proclaimed in Russia, and may we not stop our prayers. May we increase them.
So ask God to touch the hearts of the children, the orphanage workers, and others who are able to hear the gospel through SOAR's work this month. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tent Schools International is releasing their third book in a library of tools they're developing. Now, each one of these books focuses on building relationships and overcoming barriers of learning. Tent School's Dale Dielman.
The first one is called The Inclusive Classroom. It comes with a few chapters describing various barriers to learning. The second one is called Beyond PTSD. We have a third book that is about to come out, and it's about taking that concept of PTSD, but also therapeutic techniques, and going into nature.
All three books make education accessible to anyone, anywhere.
Some people always think it's some other child somewhere around the world, maybe a refugee child or someone who's seen and witnessed just horrific things. But it's also any child in the classroom or in your Sunday school class who may have some issues in their home.
And Monica is a 10-year-old girl living in India. Growing up, her dad was more preoccupied with alcohol than with his family. But then Eric Morsad with Mission India says they started a children's Bible club in Monica's village.
She started attending the Children's Bible Club, and over time, Monica just started learning about Jesus and what he did for her and what Jesus could do for her family. And so she learned to pray, and she encouraged her mom to do the same. And through that, through the Children's Bible Club, her father came to realize what his addiction was doing to the family and started to not drink anymore and started going to church. And so this little 10-year-old girl changed the family story by the love of Jesus through this Bible club.
Now, if you want to help more kids like Monica join children's Bible clubs, you can come alongside Mission India. And if you give to Mission India before the end of April, your dollars will be doubled by a matching grant. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.